What is up? Welcome to the Porterhouse Podcast on this lovely snowy Sunday. It's a lot of S's. Today
Yeah, say that ten
is
times fast.
this lovely snowy Sunday. This lovely snowy Sunday. Yeah, I can't do it. I only got to like one and a half times. Sunday, February 24th. Yeah, and it's definitely snowing outside. How's your week been, Danny?
Oh gosh, I don't even remember last week. It was good. Monday was President's Day, so we just kind of hung out, didn't we? You had the day off, which was pretty dang nice. Ellie had the day off. We went for a run.
Yeah. That was a good run.
My first 6 miles.
Yeah, congrats, by the way. Yeah, that's awesome.
Thank you. It's the farthest I
Proud.
had ever ran.
The longest or the farthest?
Farthest. I mean, and longest. I mean, it was a 60-minute run. Not 60 minutes straight, but 60 minutes with some walk intervals in there as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And then I ran outside for the first time.
Yeah, you did. I was pretty impressed because it was
Yeah.
cold that morning.
Yeah, I don't even know the temperature. It was definitely below zero
Yeah.
and it was windy, so it was freezing. I stayed pretty warm.
Pretty ballsy.
Yep. Didn't go very far. It was only not even 3 miles, a little over 2.5. But I'm just fine with that. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, running on a treadmill versus running outside is very different.
It really is. Like, I know, like, whenever I forgot when it was, but I know when I was in college and I was living at my apartment complex, and I would go right to the gym, and then it was some nights where I just couldn't sleep, so I could run outside. And yeah, it always just amazed me, like, how different it was from running on rubber to running on actual asphalt or concrete, because yeah, you definitely feel different, you move different, your body reacts different. It's just,
And our
yeah.
area is fairly hilly, so that on top of the freezing cold. Anyway, it was just a very different experience. I was planning on running 5 miles that day, and I did not get outside fast enough. You had to get out. You had to get, like, I had to come home before so that you could go. So I ended up not having enough time. Plus, it takes a lot more time putting on all those layers
Yeah.
to get outside to go run versus just running into the gym real quick. So that was fun though. Very good experience. Definitely made me realize that I need to up my cardio game so that I can run outside. And then what else? I lost my work debit card. Credit card.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty upset about that.
Tore apart the house and the car,
Yeah.
looking for it.
I don't know where it's at. I know it's in my possession somewhere, but I just don't know where. And I'm not a person that loses things like that. I am pretty good about keeping track of that kind of stuff. So I was really irritated. But they worked with me really well, and I was able to get a new one overnighted to me, which worked out really well because we were out of a whole bunch of stuff in the warehouse. I was really stressing about getting everything back in the warehouse.
Yeah, but you got it all done.
Yep, I got it done. Super excited, not stressed at all.
Thank God for overnight FedEx and Costco, man. That's for sure.
Yes,
Yeah.
absolutely. And that was kind of it.
My week was pretty good. Yeah, busy at work. We're having some serious greenhouse issues apparently this year, just with the weather, and they're just not wanting to retain heat, so we get phone calls late at night slash early in the morning, and one of us has to go right out there and see what's going on in the greenhouse, and because the last thing we want is to lose all of our product for the year already, you know. So
like how many plants do you have in the greenhouse right now?
We have roughly, I want to say like 860-ish, so quite a few.
Yeah, that would have sucked to lose all that.
Yeah, it would have, definitely. So it's just been a, not stressful to an extent, but just busy and just...
Well, I'm sure it's kind of frustrating constantly having to go in and fix things and...
Yeah, it's just a continual draft in a square building where you're like, where's this draft coming from? And we have all these areas tarped off and stuff, trying to figure out why it's drafting, you know. But we're getting it figured out, so that's good. Yeah. And, I'm happy and I'm somewhat bummed at the same time. So, like, on the topic of running and just... Okay. Yeah.
I was like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, sorry. I'm switching gears. But...
Okay.
So, I mean, I know you know, but, like, on my Garmin app, I was, like, so excited because I had gone, like, 28 days without missing, like, my steps, like, making my daily quota on steps.
And you don't just have a little quota of steps.
No.
You are busting butt. And what is your goal for steps every day?
Average steps of what the app tells me I should have is, like, 13,000. Okay. And on average, I usually knock out anywhere between 15,000 to 18,000 a day. So in miles, that's probably roughly 9 to 12 miles a day, which is quite a lot.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, and that's just like running.
I have significantly less than that. If I hit my goal of 7,000 steps a day, I'm doing good.
Right. Yeah, so, yesterday, actually it started on Friday, I had like this cough and like, kind of like a slight cold. Well then yesterday morning, we were going to go running, and I woke up and my legs were just like throbbing, and they felt like there was like sharp needles like all over them, and like, consciously, I knew it was like the flu, but like, my mind didn't want to believe it, for one, because I knew if that's the case, I was not going to be able to go running, and then I had to stay home, which meant that I was going to be bedridden all day long, and then lose it on my steps, and then I was not going to get, it sounds ridiculous and cheesy, but I was not going to get my digital virtual badge on the Garmin app.
So this badge is, if you... hit your daily steps. 30 days in a row. You get this virtual badge.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm 28 days into this. And sure enough, yesterday morning, we get up and Danny's like, hey, let's get running. I'm like, all right, sounds good. And then I'm going to rewind.
Okay.
She was like, she had known that I wasn't feeling good. And she's like, do you want to go? I'm like, yeah, I want to go. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, yeah, I'm sure. So I mean, I argued with her for probably like 10 minutes. Like, yes, I want to go running. Well, then I go sit on the couch for, like, maybe, like, 15 minutes, and then that's when it hit me, and I stood up, and, like, my legs were, like, shaking. I had the chills. I walked in there. I was like, yeah, I'm not going running, and I was, like, just devastated. Like, I didn't care that I had the flu or whatever it was or anything. I was just devastated that I, like, missed out on my goal, and I was not going to be able to complete something that I had that I had set out to accomplish to do.
Yeah.
So anyway, yesterday I spent 99.9% of my day on the couch or in bed sleeping, which really sucks because if you know me, I don't do that ever. Like, I am a go person. So that's why I sound like my head's in a well.
Don't let him fool you. He just has the man cold. As he dies over here. Man.
So that's been our weekend so far.
I had a really busy day yesterday. It was a great day, but it was pretty busy. So there was a leak going on. There was a leak going on at one of the coffee shops. But I knew it was a super easy fix. I just didn't know what exactly the fix was. Since Jeremiah did not go running, I already had, so they have free childcare there.
At the gym.
At the gym, which is super awesome. Part of the reason why we love this gym so much. But they don't always have spots available for children younger than 18 months. And because they don't, obviously, like the ratio for that young of children versus the adults that are there. Anyway, so a lot of times we call ahead and we kind of reserve a spot. So that we don't show up to the gym. Nothing's more frustrating than showing up to the gym to work out. And they say, oh, we don't have a spot for your kids. So you basically turn around and leave. And when you have two kids and you're trying to get a workout in, that's super frustrating. So anyway, I already had my reservations set up. So I had called and canceled Emery's spot, the baby's. And so Ellie and I went to the gym. Ellie loves hanging out at the kids club there. So I got my run in. I ran for 5 miles yesterday. Ellie hung out in kids club. Then after that, I got her. We went and fixed the leak at the coffee shop, which was super easy. Like I said, I knew it was going to be. And so I got that fixed. Then I wanted to go check out Lowe's to see plants because I just have a plant addiction, and there's a couple plants that I have my eyes on, and so I like to go check periodically. Check our stores periodically. We don't have like a lot of plant specific stores here. So basically my options are Lowe's, Home Depot, or Walmart, and it's not like we have nurseries. So I went and checked it out, and they ended up having this awesome Sansevieria, which is like this huge another couple terms for it is like mother-in-law's tongue or snake plant. Anyway, they had a huge one, and I just never could justify spending, I don't know, $13 or more on a plant. I'm just kind of cheap that way. Yeah. Frugal's a much nicer word. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm just cheap. Anyway. I found one for $5 and it's huge and there's some damage to it, but I can totally nurse it back to health. They're such an easy plant. They don't even need a whole lot of light. You can put it in a dark corner in your house and it'll be just fine, and water it maybe once a month. It will survive. So Ellie and I found that. And as we found that on the clearance area, we were leaving and this lady stopped us and said, "Hey, have you checked out this new plant store?" I was like, "No, tell me where it's at." So Ellie and I went and checked out the plant store. Then we came home. Oh, we had to go to Target. Ellie had a birthday party, so we had to go pick out a gift.
For a friend of hers, not Ellie's birthday.
Oh, yeah. Ellie had a birthday party to go to a friend of hers. And so we went and got a gift, and then we came home, and I made the kids lunch, put them all to bed. Took a quick shower since I had ran 5 miles, and then got ready, and then basically got Ellie up, and we went back out to her birthday party. So Jeremiah got to stay home with the baby all day yesterday and nap pretty much.
Yeah, I feel like a horrible father. I mean, I'm like laying on the couch and I'm like, all right, it's an iPad day, and here's an iPad. Here's YouTube Kids. Come sit next to me while I sleep, and you watch your YouTube Kids.
Our 17-month-old.
Yeah, horrible, horrible parenting right there. Don't ever do that to anybody. But she was happy and content for about
almost... The most of the day.
Yeah, it was maybe up until like the last hour before you came home that she started fussing a little bit and was kind of missing you. And I mean, I made her lunch or anything. I mean, I made her PB&J. Yeah, she did not like that.
Really?
Yeah, she ate like maybe like a quarter of it and then like just left the rest. But I gave her snap peas. And
she loves peanut butter and jelly when I make it. She like opens it up and eats just the peanut butter and jelly.
Maybe
on the
that's
inside.
What she was doing, because I mean, like the bread was just like all like gnawed apart, you know. So maybe that's what she was doing.
Yeah,
but
she likes.
Yeah, but either way, she didn't eat that much of it, and she ate a ton of the sugar snaps and then a ton of the raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So overall, she was happy and content.
She was happy. She got a nap in. She woke up at maybe 30 minutes before we came home from the birthday party. And she's such a mama's girl. that she was sad that she didn't get to hang out with me all day. But it was really nice for me and Ellie to go hang out. We were talking about that actually when we were in the car. She's like, yeah, it's normally mommy and Emery, and if I have a day, it's normally just with daddy. I said, I know, Ellie, I'm sorry. Yeah. So she really enjoyed running around town with me and just hanging with mama.
Yeah, we'll definitely need to do more of that.
Yeah, we do. It's hard finding that balance.
It is. I mean, yeah, it's just parenting, honestly. It's just parenting is balance. Like, just finding that sweet spot.
And to be honest with you, I don't, like, because I have been striving for balance forever.
Eternity.
Yeah. Eternity, because that's how old I am.
It shows.
It shows.
Just joking.
Need to up my night cream game. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really believe in balance anymore. I used to feel like, I need to find this balance, and it would just stress me out because I couldn't find the right balance. And I don't know, now I just don't believe in it. I feel like you can find an area. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
An area. I don't know how else to describe it.
A sweet spot.
But some days it's going to be I feel like it's constantly like a tilting, like everything is tilting, like every day there's gonna be something where you have to slack on because something else becomes more important. You know what I mean?
That's called rolling with the punches.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I get that, but I feel like you have to roll with the punches.
You do.
That there's not really an actual balance.
But you know, like, I'm going to pick on you like this for a little while.
That's fine. What's new?
So, like, I feel like in our marriage and just as individuals that you have always been a person that, like, likes things done a certain way and has to
And have, at a certain time.
Yeah, at a certain time and has to have, like, a certain, like, you know, time frame and all this other stuff. And me, I'm just more, like, fly out the seat of my pants type person and... Not to brag, but it usually works out pretty well.
So, things generally work out.
They do, but my stress level compared to your stress level is like at a maybe a 1, where yours is like at sitting at a 5 or up. Does that mean to say?
No. So I'm like, just kind of a high strung person.
You are. I mean, so like, then again, like, I'm going to pick on you a little bit. Like yesterday, you know, you come home. And yes, everyone was fussing, and I'm halfway passed out on the couch because I couldn't comprehend what was going on. And instead of just taking care of Emery, you had to clean up all the toys that she had scattered out, pick up all the stuff that she had thrown around or whatever, and then take care of her. And in my head, I'm laying there, and I'm thinking, just take care of Emery, and we'll get this done later. It's like, that's priorities, you know, but I don't know. I know, like,
makes me sound like such a horrible mom. Like, I'm just ignoring my kid while I clean up the house.
No, because you're carrying her and stuff.
I'm carrying Emery.
I know, but in my head, I'm just thinking, like, prioritizing, you know, like, the key thing here is, like, Emery. And then, like, you know, you can say, hey, babe, can you get up for, like, 2 seconds and help me? And, yeah, I would have gladly gotten up, you know. And I even offered you. At least I think I did.
No.
I think I mumbled it.
If you said anything, yeah. I did not hear it.
And my head was pounding, so I don't know what I said. But anyways, But yeah, I mean, it's just like simple things, you know, that, you know, and I know, like, it's vice versa for me too. Like, I get so caught up in, like, my work or, like, a project I'm working on that I neglect, like, to help you or help the girls around the house, you know, and I'm like, oh crap, I need to go put down what I'm doing that's not important right now and go help with what is important. And, you know, it's just one of those things. And again, you're right. Maybe it's not balanced, but it's just funny that harmony and what's currently being thrown at you to roll with it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, thank you for yesterday for stepping up and just helping me with the girls and taking care of the girls, even though I was sick. I mean, I was pretty much absent all day long, so I appreciate your hard work, and I thank you for that.
Yeah.
And for taking care of me at the same time.
Yeah.
I feel like the flu is like what kicks my butt the most. Like, and I maybe get the flu like once a year, and when I do, it's like just for 24 hours. And would you? Yeah, that's about it. I don't think I've ever been sick more than 24 hours at a time.
No, it's generally only 24
But
hours.
the flu, man, it just hits me like a ton of bricks, and I am like done for. Like,
Yeah, you're pretty absent.
yeah, I'm like miserable. My like I get these like horrible headaches from it. Yeah, it's the worst.
In my defense,
Yes, go ahead.
can I
Go
defend
for it.
myself? Okay.
You have to.
So, so I'm texting you all throughout the morning while I'm gone. How are you? Hey, look at this plant that I found. Hey, this is what we're doing. Look at all this other stuff that I found. So like I'm keeping you in the know. So and like keeping conversation with you, keeping contact, because I wanted to know what was going on and make sure that you're doing good too. And so I had called you before we left, or like I literally got in the car, hadn't started it, but I hadn't even started to drive away yet. And I called you. Hey, we're coming home. What's going on? And you said that you were trying to sleep. So I'm like, okay, I'll let you go. So of course, in my head, I'm thinking, all right, it's 1 o'clock, which is the time that we have nap time. So I'm thinking, okay, he finally got Emery down. He's gonna take like an actual nap. So then when I can come home, make Ellie lunch, put her to quiet time, shower, get ready, turn around and leave. So that's like what I'm like planning ahead, like this is what needs to get done. So then I come home and Emery's like running around the house. The house is a disaster. And you're sleeping and I'm like, okay, she needs a nap. She's been awake all night long because I was messing with her all night, and I did not keep her up. I should
Right.
clarify that. She was awake.
Right.
But I knew that she had been awake, and then she was up at 6 o'clock in the morning. So she definitely needed to be asleep by now.
Right.
So in my head, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all this stuff I need to get done on top of. Now I gotta nurse the baby because I thought she was already asleep, clean up the house, get all the stuff done, feed Ellie. So I'm trying to do everything because I also still had to wrap a present. I still had to shower and get ready. All this stuff. So, I mean, yeah.
So,
Not like coming down on you. I get you're sick
no,
and
you're
I
good.
understand all that.
I mean,
But
and
that's what was going on in my head because when I'm sick, I still have to
yeah,
put the
unfortunately,
baby
yeah.
down. I still have to do all it. Like, I don't get
Breastfeed and all that fun
a
stuff, yeah.
day where I can just sleep. So then last night, and I love you, Jeremiah, but this is what he does when he's sick. He just like he wants to still be a part of the family and still like do what we're doing and at least like be there even if he's asleep on the couch. I would much rather send him off to bed, just go to sleep, get out of here, so that I'm not constantly worried about the kids jumping on you. I'm not constantly like concerned, do we need to be quiet? Because once you're out here, the kids are going to keep talking to you. Daddy, 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 daddy. So in my head, I'm like, just go get rest, do what you need to do. I got this. So I finally convinced him to go to bed. But it wasn't until like 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I got home from the party a little after 5. So I made you go to sleep. I got the girls dinner. I got the girls everything that they needed. Put everybody down. On top of bringing you stuff, taking care of you. Ellie, being the sweet little thing that she is,
Yeah.
has to come bring you a little stuffed animal to snuggle with.
Here you go, Dad. Here's a little doggy to snuggle with. Oh, thanks,
Or like,
Ellie.
Daddy, here's this toy.
Yeah.
Whenever you look at it, it will help you remind you of me.
So stinking
She's so
cute. Oh,
cute.
my gosh.
Oh. So, So anyway, so that's been our week.
Yeah.
So my run yesterday was, I really was struggling. It was not an easy run. And of course it's not easy until the last 15 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I'm feeling pretty good now. But the first 45 minutes, I'm like,
huffing and
bubbling. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Just struggling. And it wasn't until like, I was like done that like breathing in and out was hurting my nose. And my nose was super sensitive, and then I was sneezing, so I'm like, oh, jeemonies, I hope I don't get the flu just like Jeremiah did, because I don't have the luxury of getting to sleep and do nothing all day long. So so I took some Alka-Seltzer PM, and I was asleep by 9.
Yeah. And just so you're aware, it wasn't a luxury. I was in pain the entire time.
I'm not saying you were like.
I'm sure you heard pampered. Me like moaning on the couch too. Like my lower back, it was just the weirdest thing. It like was just like throbbing pain.
I offered to get you a heat pack or a heat thing.
But I was really so hot, you know.
We could have taken the blankets off of you and put the heat pack on your back.
I'd have been cold then.
I could have found a lighter blanket. Like, I could have solved these problems.
But you were so busy.
All you had to do was ask.
I know. I don't like asking for help, though. You know that.
You just lay on the couch and moan and groan like you're dying.
Yeah. What's wrong with that? I'm getting this stare right now.
Oh. Lord, bear me strength.
Yeah, exactly. Bear me. We should have a camera so, like, they can, like, see us and stuff sometimes.
Just I don't know.
The glares I get are just,
The nice thing about podcasts is I can look however I want to look during these podcasts. Because most Sundays, I'm not looking, like, I'm not put together.
Lazy Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, unless we're going to church, it's like, okay, get all prim and proper, you know.
And even then, I don't even get prim and proper. I just, like, do the bare minimum. Like, I'll throw on just a little bit of mascara and jeans that fit. That's about it.
I can't wait for Sunday Gundays to come back.
What is that? I've never heard of this before.
When I go shooting on Sundays.
Do you have a name for that?
It's been a name for, like, all eternity.
Like, you've never called it Sunday Gunday.
Google it, like hashtag Sunday Gunday.
Okay, Jeremiah, I don't follow people who
run like, a gun.
Yeah.
Live the pew life.
So, you calling it, I mean, I don't know. I, yeah, whatever.
Range day, same day, I don't know.
Yeah. Not sure how I was expected to know that, but.
Yeah, well, come on, spring.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm really enjoying the snow, and I'm enjoying winter, and I don't want, like, I really don't want a crappy summer.
Yeah, like on fire?
Yeah, I don't want nasty fires. I don't want it to be super dry. I want to have a great summer, but man, this winter, when it hit, and it's just cold, and it's just been cold for weeks and weeks. It has not been warm. Snowing every other day.
Yep.
Whine and complain. First world problems.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Montana.
Yeah. So what else? What else is going on? You have a gun that you're going to be building here soon.
Yeah.
Don't go into all the specs because not everybody's interested. Yeah. AKA me. But
yes,
tell me a little bit about it.
So, without going into all the specs, I will be building a Polymer 80, which is an 80% handgun that you buy, and then you actually finish milling it or kind of trimming off the pieces, cutting it out to the rest to make it a functional gun.
It reminds me of, like, you know when your kids get this cardboard thing it's like a game or a toy or something, and you have to punch out the little pieces.
Yes, yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. It's kind of like paint by numbers, but for guns.
So like, yeah.
Drill hole one. Okay. Drill hole two. You know. Please file down area five.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
When are you going to be getting that?
I don't know. Hopefully by like Wednesday, but I think the tracking says on Friday.
So. Okay.
So yeah, that's exciting.
It's on its way.
It's on its way.
Exciting.
Yeah. Ooh, and then our, well, she doesn't know it yet, but our oldest daughter, Ellie, will be getting her first little gun to go shoot with Daddy.
Yeah.
She's super excited. Like when she saw it, she's like super excited.
It's pink, of course.
Yeah, of course it's pink, but yeah. And we believe strongly in teaching your kids
gun safety.
Gun safety above all.
And it's so funny. I should tell you. I don't know. Maybe I did tell you this. But we were talking about the things that we like. And I'm trying to explain to her that we don't always buy the toys when we want them or whatever. And I had made a comment about you and your toys. And she's like, what toys does Daddy have? I was like, well, you know, like his guns and his knives and stuff. She's like, oh, mommy, guns are not toys.
I'm good.
Like, you're right. You're right.
Glad that she has that instilled in her brain.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, for the age that she is, she's very, like, she knows. You know?
She's very mature for a four-year-old.
She is. Even, like, at the gun counter, like, when, like, we were looking at a few guns, I mean, and, like, the guy would hand it to us, she'd be like, oh, make sure that you point it in the right direction. You know, and like telling him that, I'm like, good for you, you know?
Yeah.
And yeah, she's very well aware. So, you know, guns, they're not just, you know, they're a way of life for us up here in Montana. You know, we hunt with them, you know, it's just a daily, almost a daily thing for us.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, so that's exciting.
Yeah. How about you? Anything new with you? Got some new plants, didn't you?
Yeah, my Sansevieria. I already talked about that.
Right. How about your Hoya? I mean,
well, the Hoya's for you. You said it's yours specifically.
Yeah, I meant like your other one that you got like 2 weeks ago because you didn't discuss that one.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Our people are. You guys are probably not interested in this.
I don't know.
But well, okay. I found this awesome Hoya plant at Walmart last summer, and it's a fairly expensive plant. Anyway, I found it for only $10. I was super excited. And then I almost immediately killed it. And I was super devastated. I tried to bring it back to life for a really long time. And of course, it was super frustrating because everything I hear is, oh, these are such an easy plant to grow. And it was super, super disheartening. But anyway, I ended up finding some at Lowe's. Yeah. Way more expensive for just a little cutting than what the whole plant, like a 6-inch pot was $10. And these little, I don't know, a foot cutting.
Yeah, about a foot. Yeah.
For $12, $13. They're expensive. But anyway, I found some. So I am hoping and praying that I don't kill these ones. Yeah. I'm really excited about them though. I love them.
They're really cool looking.
I'm trying to love them from a distance. It's a Hoya Hindu rope or a Hoya Carnosa compacta.
Yeah.
Anyway, super cool. They're super cool plants.
Would you describe it as a vining plant? Because, I mean, they kind of, like, they don't really grow vines, but they just grow, like, these, like, long legs pretty much, you know, or, like, these, like, long stems almost, you know.
Yeah, this, I mean, they're kind of, they're stemmy. I don't know. I just think they're super cool. They don't really grow out. Like, they're not, like, pup-producing type plants.
Right.
They more just grow long.
Long, yeah.
Like, one long stem. And then you can put a whole bunch of stems together to create, like, a pot.
Right.
And then you can even cut the plant in half. Like, cut one of the long stems in half. And then root it. It's called propagating it. And then root it to produce more.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're beautiful plants, and I've never, obviously none of mine have flowered, but the flowers I hear are, when you Google them, they're beautiful, and I hear that they smell just amazing. So yeah, so I'm super excited.
You know what plant really smells amazing that I want to try growing?
What?
The corpse plant.
Oh, that does not smell amazing.
It does not.
But I'm excited for you to grow one.
Yeah, once we find out space and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of a project.
For our listeners, a corpse plant is a plant that it grows decently quickly. But when it does grow, it grows up to 15 to 20 feet high. And its total weight when you're done with it is roughly about 2,000 pounds. And it's for it to bloom and flower, it actually takes roughly 15 to 20 years.
And is it monocarpic, meaning once it blooms, it dies?
You know, I'm not entirely sure. Because I thought I heard that it could reseed itself to an extent.
Or rebloom,
I think. I don't know, though, so don't quote me on that. Yeah, I don't know. I need to do more research. But anyways, the chemical composition of this plant, of all that entails in it, it when it blooms, it smells like a rotting corpse. Therefore, it's called the corpse plant. But yeah. They're super gorgeous. If you want to look at this, Google it. They have some time lapses.
In New York.
Yeah, there's a live feed of New York going on. You only watch it live, as it grows.
Yeah,
it's really cool. That's what live feed means.
Yeah, for those who don't know.
Yeah.
Jeremiah's looking at me like I didn't know that.
Well, the way you said, yeah, maybe think that you didn't know.
I know.
Okay. Well, anyways, so yeah, but the issue is. They're more of a rainforest plant, and us living in Montana,
it's very tropical,
means that we need to have my own greenhouse with plenty of space, proper heating, proper cooling, proper irrigation and watering and all that fun stuff. So it'll be quite the science project, but I think it'll be worth it for sure. So
yeah. We will see. Working for a non-profit organization, there's not a whole lot of funds to go into something like that.
There's not. We find ourselves making up funds to make things happen. If that's too vague, then perfect.
finding ways to
fund things.
To
yes.
fund things, yes. Which would be kind of cool if you were able to get the corpse plant, because it would be such a huge tourist attraction.
Oh, it would.
Especially here in Montana when there's not tropical plants. Or even nurseries. There's really not.
No.
There's two nurseries here in town. And one of them is mainly outside shrubs.
Yeah.
And then the other one, they don't even sell many houseplants.
Yeah.
I was able to find some succulents there.
Yeah. But it would be an awesome tourist attraction if we can do it. But again, we would need to have our own greenhouse just dedicated to that plant. But again, you charge even $2 to $3 a ticket, for people to come and view this thing, or even a donation type thing,
mm-hmm.
would be perfect. But yeah, I think especially here in Helena, for not just the fact that it's a rainforest plant, but how rare it is and the scientific value behind it, and saying, hey, this is what you're smelling type thing, and breaking down its composition. I think it's incredible. So it's on my dream board for sure, to grow one at my work location. Yeah. We're kind of jack of all trades, Danny and I. We're into a lot of things, I would say.
A lot of random things.
Yeah. You like your plants,
mm-hmm.
and coffee.
Love coffee.
Yeah. You also do your Cricut design stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm kind of artsy.
Yeah.
I have the idea on how to do it, but I don't really know how to execute it.
Right. Well, together we can figure it out.
Yeah.
And then you are into podcasting now. Because this is your idea, and I love it, and I jumped 100% on board with you doing this.
And I run.
Yeah, you run, and you used to do makeup tutorials on YouTube.
Yeah, a long time ago. Hence the artsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now I barely have time to put on mascara.
Mom life. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love growing plants with my new, well, not with my new job, but with my job that I'm currently at. It's re-sparked a huge passion and desire in my heart to grow plants and such.
And you, the plants that you grow are, I don't know, I would probably say are even more beneficial than the plants that I grow. I just grow, like, cacti and succulents, and I have some house plants. But yours, the ones that you grow produce. You know, you grow things that actually...
Yeah, pumpkins,
enhance our life, and we had our first little garden last year.
It turned out really well, too.
It turned out really well.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited to get another garden going, and we're going to expand a little bit this year.
We are, yeah. The only downside of what I did not know, but I learned last year, was that you should not plant peppers so close in vicinity because they become cross-pollinated. And so, for instance, we had planted habanero, jalapenos, a long green chili, a long Asian red chili, and then you had bought me another habanero plant, and you had also bought me a sweet pepper plant.
Yeah.
And somehow with the wasps and the bees, the ones that I had planted first cross-pollinated, so all of my produce came out sweet. Like, even my jalapenos were not spicy whatsoever. My long Asian chilies were not spicy. Nope. The only ones that remained spicy were the ones that you had brought from wherever you brought them at. But... so this year I'm going to plant them, kind of further apart. But our chives took off well. Our mint took off well. The tomatoes did really good. Strawberries didn't do so well, but that was just statewide from what I read. But we are going to try strawberries in, well, actually outside of one of our greenhouses this year.
Nice.
In a hydroponic system that I will be building hopefully this week. Yeah.
Awesome.
Because I thought that I was going to be like, plant the strawberries hydroponically next to my tomatoes, but apparently they share a lot of the same diseases, so I can't plant them in close vicinity, otherwise they can become cross-contaminated.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. But we're gonna build like a little like stand for the PVC piping and stuff, and it's just like a big U-shaped system to where they can just grow, you know, outside, and there'll be a self-sustained recirculating water system.
Nice.
Yeah. My hydroponic pumpkin is doing amazing. It's got some really long roots, as well as my hydroponic artichoke plant, which I'm still kind of trying this one out because generally, you know, artichokes are not hydroponic, but it'd be interesting to see how well it does. So I know for sure I'm going to need to stabilize a bigger bucket and base for it because of how big it's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm excited for that one. yeah, that's pretty much it on my end.
Yeah, I'm not as exciting on my end. I had meetings this week.
Yeah.
Not much going on there. Kind of just dealing with some work stuff, but it's all good. All good.
Pretty cool.
And yeah, I don't think there's really anything else going on. Emery's getting some new teeth in.
Oh, yeah. That new molar.
Yeah, she's just getting teeth in the weirdest order.
Yeah.
Ellie's always came in twos. So the two bottom came together, the two top came together. And Emery has like the two top and the two bottom came together. And then one on the top and one on the bottom. Another one on the whatever side, top or bottom, I don't know. But the other one is coming in. And then, instead of the eye teeth, a molar's coming in. It's just so weird. So weird. Last night was the first night I was able to sleep solidly. Because, like I said, I went to bed at 9. I didn't get up until 6.
Yeah.
Because that's when Emery got up. And then, after she was ready to go play, I was able to sleep a little bit longer.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad that you got a full night's rest.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Probably more than I did, because I was tossing and turning all along. But yeah.
Should have drank that stuff I gave you.
I tried to, but man, I did not want to see it come back up like a cherry limeade.
Anyway. I think that's kind of all we have.
Yeah.
Last, I finally got those two podcasts updated or post published or whatever. I was not able to figure out how to insert music the way that I wanted to.
It's a learning process for both of us still, so we're hoping to get it going.
Figure it out.
Yeah, kind of spice it up. That way it's just not mundane hearing our voices nonstop, day in and day out.
Especially because we're so random. We don't... This isn't like how we... Like, this is how we talk. We don't stick on a subject for very long.
We don't. We're very spacey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. And Sunday afternoons, I feel like I'm also super tired trying to...
Maybe we should, like, get up early and do, like, Sunday mornings. But then the girls are already up, so now that's not going to work.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. And we'll figure out how to spice it up.
Yes.
Yeah. But
this, anyway.
Yeah, this podcast is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor makes it super easy to publish podcasts. It's free service. Pretty much create an account, download the app, and hit record, and you're good to go. You can do it from your iPad, your iPhone, your Android devices. You don't need, for the most part, any external hardware. It does help to clarify and to make things a higher quality to get some good mics, but overall... you don't need any of that. So we'd like to thank Anchor for this service. And we hope to have y'all with us next week. You'll have a great week as well. And this
Stay warm.
Yeah, stay warm. And this is the Porter House signing out. Bye-bye.